Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baker's not busy. You think he'll join us on the show? Should we ask?
Why not?
What do you think? I mean, he's got nothing else going on.
Hey, Megan, you okay? We have Anthony Kastrovitz.
Hey, we're always here to help people blow time.
There we go. All right, well, good. All right, let's bring in a super friend of the show. He is a multi-decade friend of the show. In fact, we remember him from his days when he was just starting out in the business. Now he is a big-time writer for MLB.com, and he is nice enough to spare us just a few moments of his time so we can talk baseball with him. He is the pride of Cleveland. He is Anthony Kastrovitz, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hello. I really like that pride of Cleveland stuff. That's you guys really know how to make a guy feel good.
You are the pride of Cleveland, right? Chris Rose is right there. Anybody who's national and represents, and we can say we knew him when, we are proud of you. Right, Jeff? We talk about how proud of you.
Yeah, we are each and every day. Yeah, we're all proud.
And I stayed. I'm like Chris Rose. I stayed. I'm like Jose Ramirez, man. I'm locked in.
That is true. Hey, speaking of Jose Ramirez, are you shocked at the stories that came out last week about how, you know, he took the deal on the first – he took the deal, and it seemed like he did it against the wishes of his agent because he wanted to be here. Yeah. He wanted to play here, and he wanted to be – I mean, how many times have we heard this story a million other ways around? Like, they really wanted to stay. I mean, he did something Jim Thome didn't do.
Right. No, it's absolutely true. You don't see that a lot. It does – it has been known to happen, particularly when a guy is further from free agency than he was. You know, sometimes you see those quote unquote hometown deals. What you don't see here is two hometown deals, you know, this second time they've been able to extend him. So, good for him. I mean, pretty level headed assessment on his part. It's where he wanted to be. And it's obviously good for the ball club that they can, especially the way it's structured, where it's kind of front loaded and back loaded. And those middle years should give them the flexibility to do some things. Hopefully, you never take that for granted, but hopefully. And so, you know, good for him. He's where he wants to be. He still made a mint. He didn't make a double mint. That's kind of a gum pun, but he made a mint. He could have made maybe twice as much.
He's doubling his pleasure.
It's a double mint thing, yeah. But he did very well for himself, and the team did very well as well.
Does it surprise you that he did that?
I mean, yes. Because you don't expect that. Now, am I surprised that this is where he wanted to be? No, I mean, we knew that. You don't always, you know, the cynical side of you does not expect people to act on that, you know, in a business where that is so cutthroat and there's so much money to be made for someone in his circumstance. But, you know, things were getting pretty real in terms of the trade talks. And, you know, he really put his money where his mouth is. He put his unearned money, I guess you could say, where his mouth is, and that's great. Just allows him to focus. I mean, I would have to think it plays some part in him having maybe the best start of his career. Just that, you know, the distraction is over with, and he knows where he's going to be, and he's where he wants to be, and that's a beautiful thing.
Are we happy? Should we be happy with the Guardians being 500 right now, especially after what happened on the trip that started in New York, and you were like, oh man, this could make. I don't feel like we're the Reds, but and then boom, they woke up on the back end of that trip, and they had a good homestand over the weekend against a quality team.
They sure did, and you know, that's a really good Blue Jays team. So, yeah, that's not to be taken lightly. It wasn't long ago, a week or so ago, where we're talking about how they had yet to win a game against a team that was currently, you know, 500 or better. And then they go and have a weekend like that. That was, you know, a big lift for them, I'm sure, after, as you said, a rough trip. You know, as we all expected going into the year, this is a team that centers around its offense. It's very offensively based. I can't say I saw that coming. I don't know if you guys did.
No.
Yeah, this has been one of the, you know, on measure. Now there's been ruts within that. It's early in the year, but there's been, you know, stretches where it looks like they might never score another run. But on measure, it's been one of the better offenses in the American League. So who'd have thunk it?
Is it because of everything that's going on in baseball, Anthony? That it and obviously they're doing the job, but with power numbers down in baseball.
Yeah.
Teams that are putting the ball in play, at least our team, seem to be competing in an area where they weren't able to compete as well last year. Is that part of it?
Yeah, it makes you stand out, you know, when you can actually make contact. I think they're first or second in contact rate and first or second in strikeout rate. And that's great. I mean, that's kind of what they envision for this offense long term. You can't assume it will look like that immediately. You can't assume Stephen Kwan's going to come up and play as well as he has. But this is kind of what they are trying to build, an offense that has that mentality of, you know, putting the ball in play and not striking out a ton. That could be a separator, a difference maker in this league environment. Now, it's to an extreme right now because, like you said, I mean, the run scoring has been depressed across MLB. Power numbers have been depressed across MLB. So it makes it stand out all the more. But it is something that's sustainable in terms of what they're building and the profile they're seeking in terms of how they draft and develop players.
Can a series against the White Sox be a huge deal when it's this early in the season and you're a half game back and you're starting to play good baseball? I mean, I hate to look at them like that, but I mean, this actually could be a pretty big series as far as the big picture is concerned.
I think it's an interesting barometer. You know, they beat up on the White Sox a few weeks ago, and the White Sox looked a lot different then. They're playing great right now. They've won six in a row, and they're getting healthier. So this is a great barometer, you know, for how real the Guardians are. And also just playing on the road, you know, that last road trip was pretty brutal until they got to Oakland. So that's part of it too. But this is what, you know, you want to test yourself against the real deal. And that's what the White Sox are when they're healthy. They haven't been all year. They'll get Yoan Moncada back tonight. And Joe Kelly should be back in their bullpen tonight. So they're not 100%, but they're looking a lot more like the product they expected to put on the field. And I mean, this division really could go any number of ways. I think that's pretty clear. I think it's clear it's not the strongest division in MLB. I think we can safely say that at this point. But the White Sox were the, you know, they are still, until totally proven otherwise, the class of the division. They haven't played like it to this point, but, you know, the past week or so, they started to look like that.
Anthony Castro-Vince joining us from MLB.com. Is it a concern yet that Shane Bieber has had some issues this year? Is it okay that now Aaron Civale has bounced back and has looked pretty good? Tristan McKenzie just had a terrific game. Connor Pilkington comes up and has an interesting outing. Well done by him. In other words, yeah. Wrap it all together. Is the pitching where it should be, or should it be a concern for the team?
I'm a little worried about Bieber just because of the velocity. You know, it's still early enough that it's not like alarm bells going off, and there's enough excuses built in there. It's hard to know which one of them, or is it all of them, between the shortened spring training and the weather. And then, of course, you know, the big one is him coming off of a shoulder injury. But that's the one that you worry the most about, right? So, you know, he's down a couple ticks in velocity, and he's not striking out batters the way he once did. He's just a different kind of dude. And up until the outing the other day, you know, he was still mostly effective, but that was a bit jarring to see him have an outing like that, and it kind of lines up with what we're seeing in terms of the stuff. So again, it's early enough that you don't completely shrug it off. It's late enough that you don't shrug it off. It's early enough that you don't, you know, pull your hair out. But it's definitely something to look at, because anytime anything related to the shoulder, I get uncomfortable personally. And my shoulder hurts too, so I know what that's like. But
you should see Phelps's like back, so. Man. Phelps's yeah. back is killing him for me. So
once it goes, it goes. So yeah, that's an obvious point of concern. The rest, I mean, yeah, Savali is not a guy I really worry about. I think he'd be a very solid middle of the rotation type guy. McKenzie, I think, figured some things out last year. Yeah, there's a lot of talent in this rotation, Bieber included, but he's, you know, obviously he's your ace, he's your horse. And when your ace slash horse has a shoulder injury and then comes in the next year throwing slower, you worry. And so it's a worry until it's not.
So I'm at Mother's Day celebration yesterday, okay? And my brother-in-law comes up to me, and he's not a sports fan, but he says, "Hey, how are those Cleveland Gargoyles doing?" That's their name, right? The Gargoyles? I said, no, not quite. So I told him what the team name was. It seems to be going okay, doesn't it? A rebranding of the franchise. I'm still going G-Men, but the rebranding seems to be going okay. And when I watch him on the field, Anthony, I don't even think about the name. It's like, okay, same basic team. Yeah. Here we go. But it seems like it's playing okay with the fan base and folks around the country.
Well, first of all, G-Men is not going okay at all. That's just not.
That's
not
okay.
Working. It's not
that's
catching on.
How about Gargoyles? We can call them the Gargs.
I might go with the Gargoyles before I would go with G-Men. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's still people on Twitter who are vocal. There's always going to be people on Twitter who are vocal about things. But life does go on. I said all along, like, wake me up in 5 to 7 years, and not no one, but. I have young kids, and I say, like, they probably won't even remember them being the Indians, for better or worse. It's just the nature of things that life changes, and we adjust and adapt. That's the beauty of the human condition. It takes time for some. Some of us are able to just accept that it's a nickname, and, you know, what business would want to be attached to a race of people, and they have nothing to do with that race of people, and it's not even a very good identifier of that race of people, the old name. Let's all move on. And I do think it makes it easier because when you zoom out, you wouldn't even know what the heck the name of the team is, unless you're looking at the gigantic name atop the scoreboard. But when you zoom out at the ballpark, the uniforms look pretty much the same.
Yep.
The font looks vaguely the same, although that's a bone of contention for me. I feel like if you're going to do the new name, you know, really go for it. I understand why they tried to please everybody. You know, they tried to change the name without changing the overall feel of the unis and the look and whatnot. But, like, you know, the Art Deco vibe of the Guardian statues could be used for the font of the name, right? Instead, it's this quasi, you know, hearkening back to the Indians' name with a new look for Guardians. It just doesn't, you know, that doesn't work for me. But that's more of an artistic quibble than a an actual quibble with the changing of the name itself.
It looks like they took the old.
This is a long-winded way of saying, I think in 5 to 7 years, they'll do a better job of embracing their new identity as people get more adjusted and accustomed to it, and then they can really, you know, let it fly and maybe actually have a logo on their hat instead of a letter, you know, just a letter, and maybe have a font that matches up with the vibe of the statues and the name itself. So that's my thought.
That's a cool thought, actually.
Maybe we're just in a transit. Maybe that if you look at it from a marketing standpoint, maybe I don't know if they kicked this around, but maybe we're just in this transitional period where it's kind of marrying what we had in the past to what we have in the future.
Maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you, Anthony. They could have just gone for it because you have a baseball team on the field. That's really all that matters.
Yeah. I don't know. You still want to embrace the history of the
sure.
The
well, and you still could.
I think it's sometimes when you change the name, you lose that. I think they've done a nice job of trying to still embrace,
I would agree,
embrace everything that's happened before this year too.
Yeah, I joke about this stuff, and you know, I push for the Spiders harder than anyone in history, but I get it. It's
the
it's
S-Men,
really the thing, because it's a sensitive thing because you know, one of the things people are proud about is having an American League franchise since the beginning of the American League, and you don't want to totally divorce yourself from that history.
Nope.
And you want to, it's hard to make a major sea change overnight. So that's why you end up with a team that's also the Deans of some sort, and the uniforms look pretty much the same. Like I said, you zoom out, you wouldn't even know they have a new name.
Nope.
Fair enough. Love reading your stuff. If you have a chance, I'll just tease the article for you. One of the articles you wrote. How long did you write this? It's more than a month.
3 years.
No, it was a good article. Each team's player is most likely to win an award. That is just one of the excellent stories you'll be able to read. You can see who we picked for, the Guardians. That is just one of the most excellent stories that he has up on right now at MLB.com. He is Anthony Castrovince, and he is a longtime friend of the show. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Anthony.
Talk to you soon.
Look forward to your next column on the G-Men.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll get you out of this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.